Now, it is time for the game where we invite notable people on to talk about obscure things. The game is called Not My Job. It is always nice to see old friends. Weekend Edition host Scott Simon is one of our oldest and best friends. Since last he was on the show, he's become, of course, a novelist. His debut novel, Pretty Birds, came out to great acclaim last year, will soon be released in paperback. He's back in Chicago these days researching his second novel. Scott Simon, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So you've had a busy year.
Yeah, I guess I have, come to think of it. Yeah, I guess I have.
Well. So the novel came out. I mean, was it an odd experience for you? You've been a journalist now for decades. You were making stuff up?
We have a joke, a standing joke in journalism, that it would be so much easier if we could make stuff up. And having done that now with one novel, it's about two teenage girls during the siege of Sarajevo, no, it's not easier if you make stuff up. I wish that were the case.
If you make it up, it has to be credible, too.
Yeah, exactly. Because Pretty Birds is set in Sarajevo, I actually had to delegate making up the names of the characters to my wife, because I was just vaguely Bosniaizing names of people I knew. You know, like Petrich Sigalovich or something like that. And I would describe him as devastatingly handsome, and, you know, and it just people would recognize that after a while. So,
tell me, did he have hair in the book? That's all I care about.
Sounds like you really did it the hard way, though. I just took somebody else's novel and changed the name.
I'll consider that for the next one.
Yeah, it worked for me.
Yeah, that's easy. Yeah.
And now you're working on your next novel. Can you talk about it? Are you one of those writers who can?
I'll talk about it to the extent that it's set in Chicago. For lack of a better term, it's a political comedy. Mm-hmm. And
that's redundant here in Chicago.
Yeah, I know exactly. you can't improve on real life, so why am I writing a novel? But I'm looking forward to it, you know, because I love Chicago. And I think the political system here is one of the best spectator sports in the world. and I love that. And
are you doing research? Are you talking to politicians? Are you hanging out in their bars?
Politicians don't hang out in bars so much anymore. They're afraid that someone, you know, a journalist might see them. Politics has changed a lot, even here. I think I'm writing at a time. There's still a kind of Chicago tradition, a rambunctiousness about politics, a take no prisoners attitude. I think I must say a sense of humor about politics, because I've thought about this for some time over the years. You know, in some ways, New York has the energy of the theater and the performance art there. In Los Angeles, it's clearly the film community. Now, I know, of course, that there is a vibrant and thriving theater community here, as well as, for that matter, a film community. But I think, in some ways, politics is the stage here.
Right. We put our energy into bribes.
Into
elaborate kickback schemes. That is our monument.
Not so elaborate. Some of them are pretty just, you know, the envelope is there on the table for
Give me money and I'll do this.
One last question. You heard us talk at the top of the show about this remarkable gossip item about the NPR vixen.
Yeah.
Any theories? Do you know any vixens at NPR?
Boy, no, and I've racked my brain. with all due regard to Carl, it's interesting.
He's fetching in this light, don't you think?
Now that you mention it. Yeah. Isn't it funny how you can work down the hall from a man for years and then suddenly you just see things different? Carl, do you like camping?
Well, Scott, we're delighted to have you with us again. This time we've invited you here to play a game we're calling...
You're the Painter of Light, registered trademark.
If you've ever been in a mall, you've seen his galleries, the rows and rows of canvases showing lighthouses, country cottages, comfy homes, all the creation of Thomas Kincaid, Painter of Light.
Registered trademark.
Now, whatever you may think of his work... Kincaid is one of the most successful artists alive. He sells millions of dollars worth of prints every year. But a recent lawsuit against him and a story in the LA Times revealed some unsettling facts about him that don't fit his image as the Painter of Light.
Registered trademark.
We're going to ask you three questions about Thomas Kincaid, his life, his work, his acts. Get two right, you'll win a prize for one of our listeners, a recording on their home answering machine by Carl Castle.
Registered trademark.
Carl, who is Scott Simon playing for?
Peter, he is playing for Vivian Fiore of Long Beach, California.
Ready to go, Scott?
Yes.
Okay. Here's your first question. Mr. Kincaid likes to say that his lifestyle and values are those that he depicts in his paintings, homey, modest, spiritual. But he's accused of doing some pretty unspiritual things in his private life, like which of these? A, hiring a pair of strippers to act as, quote, personal models and muses, unquote. B, stiffing restaurants out of massive bills, saying they got paid by being able to say he once ate there. Or C, once getting really, really drunk and heckling Siegfried and Roy in Las Vegas.
Now that...
Roy's like, what's wrong with that?
I know, exactly.
Who hasn't?
I'm going to guess that if he had run out on a restaurant bill and run out on several restaurant bills, somebody would have reported that.
So your choice is B.
Yeah.
I'm afraid it was C, Siegfried and Roy. Oh. According to his friends, the painter of light...
A registered trademark.
...got so drunk that other people in the audience started moving away from him. He became obsessed with these sort of codpiece-like things that were worn by Siegfried and Roy in their costumes. And he started yelling,
pepperonis?
Codpiece! Yeah. Codpiece! Over and over again.
Poor Siegfried and Roy. Yeah. They were heard afterwards. Why does the painter of light hate us?
Registered trademark. Yeah. Yeah.
Fie on him. Yeah.
Now, you still have two more chances.
It was you, Roy. He hated you. He loves me.
Now, we'll move on just for a moment. We'll leave his behavior aside for a moment. We'll move on to his work. He doesn't just sell paintings, of course. He's got a whole industry. You can buy all kinds of merchandise with his designs, from golf hats to shirts to miniatures to which of these? A, an actual real housing development designed so you can live in one of his paintings. B, a series of tattoo designs to be inked only at authorized Tattoo of Light parlors. Or C, silk-screened underwear called Light Intimates.
You should see light beams.
I'll actually guess it's the planned communities.
You're right, sir. Very good.
Wow.
The housing development, it opened in 2002. It was called The Village at Hidden Brook, a development north of San Francisco. Apparently, not enough people wanted to actually live in the paintings. Hidden Brook no longer advertises its connection with Kincaid. All right, here's your last question. Mr. Kincaid is known to be extremely competitive. In fact, to show his dominance over other brands of popular commercial art, he once did what? A, he bought up the entire contents of an art gallery in a Las Vegas mall and blew it up. B, he had a series of targets made for his private skeet shooting range that looked like Precious Moments figurines. Pull! Or C, he once urinated on a statue of Winnie the Pooh at Disneyland, saying, this one's for you, Walt.
Wow. He sounds like more and more fun, huh?
Well, I think there's a special place in hell for the man who urinates on a statue of Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Right. Not that I haven't been tempted in our house in recent...
You're supposed to pee on Eeyore, I think.
Eeyore kind of enjoys it, though.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't urinate.
We take Eeyore camping, as a matter of fact. Yeah. I'll actually guess it's... skeet shooting was A, right?
Skeet shooting was B.
Skeet shooting was B.
Precious Moments figurines fly up in the air, you blow them apart with a shotgun.
That makes sense to me.
So you're guessing, B, that he
has
a trap. They shoot up. He blows up.
Yeah.
No, it was actually he urinated on Winnie the Pooh.
Oh,
man.
In his defense, Mr. Kincaid said that he was raised in the country and he was used to relieving himself outside as a, quote, ritual territory marking, unquote.
Well, I guess most of you guys were raised in the city, but we used to urinate on bears all the time. It's what you do.
You got to show them who's boss.
Yeah.
Carl, how did Scott Simon do in our quiz?
I think we know.
Let's put it this way. Scott needed two correct answers at least to win for Vivian Fiore. He had just one.
Listen, Chicago, is there anything we can do to fix this?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll put you in touch with Vivian. Maybe a little something could happen. I don't know. Scott Simon is the host of Weekend Edition Saturday and a great friend of our program. His first novel, Pretty Birds, will soon be out in paperback. Scott, thank you so much
My
for
pleasure.
Being here today.
If I were a painting, my price would be pain, and the artist would have to.